possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, this is a tradition here at CUCO, and that is after big rains, rain gauge update. I had 3.25 Friday and Saturday overnight here in my rain gauge in Champlin. Down the road in Brooklyn Park, Kevin, 2.7, 2 inches in Brooklyn Center, West Eden Prairie, 1.5. If you have a rain gauge update, love to hear it. Put it on the radio, 651-461-9226. Andy Greeter for the Pioneer Press covers the Loons, covers Golden Gopher football and more. Andy, do you have a rain gauge at your place?
I don't. You know, there's that old Progressive commercial about becoming your parents. And if I had a rain gauge, I would definitely be becoming my dad. Because I've thought about it many, many times. Moved into this, my first house about 8 years ago, and I've thought for about 8 years that I should get a rain gauge and still have it. So once I actually do that, I'll know I've become my dad.
Well, you know, what's great about that then, Andy, once you get a rain gauge, you can let me know when I'm on and I'll pop it on the radio. Andy Greeter, St. Paul, and rain gauge. I got a daughter who has her first house over in St. Paul, but her yard is like completely covered with trees, so that doesn't really count because you don't get a good. And by the way, I love those Progressive ads as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad hates them.
Definitely me. So.
And my dad hates them. I always kind of laugh about it, but anyway. Busy time for you, Golden Gopher football. The opener coming up quick.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, less than 2 weeks. They'll open with Buffalo on Thursday the 28th, and the season will be off and running.
Yeah, and then Northwestern State. Then they get Cal out in Berkeley. Are you going to be on the trip to Berkeley, Andy?
I am, yeah. I've gone to every Gopher road game. Yep. For about 10 years now. I actually, last night, I was watching some old Anthony Bourdain episodes of Parts Unknown to try to find some good restaurants to go to in the Bay Area.
Oh, man. And the Bay Area is so awesome. You know why there's like 40 million people living in the Bay Area? It's pretty good stuff. But this Gopher football team, Max Brosmer, now with the Vikings. And, you know, job one, finding a quarterback, and it appears that they have found the quarterback of the future for the Golden Gophers, but ultimately we'll see how he plays when they go for real against Buffalo a week from Thursday.
Yeah, so Drake Lindsey is the next starting quarterback for the Gophers. He was a true freshman last year and kind of an understudy for Max Brosmer. He got in a handful of games, was able to keep his red shirt and still get a taste of playing major college football. But it's going to be much different here this fall as he's the man and has to, you know, adjust to, like I said, playing major college football. Some of the early indications here this fall camp is that he's going to be up to the task. There have been some impressive showings in some of the open practices that we've seen. I was just telling a friend here this morning about one segment in Tuesday's practice. It was a 7-on-7, and he had some really nice deep balls, had a nice and a layered intermediate throw and some nice underneath stuff as well to kind of show that he has a big arm and the accuracy to go with it.
Yeah, and another guy I think that people are really excited, and that's Coy Parrish from ASCO, and the fact that he's one of those rare guys in major college football that's going to get snaps on both sides of the ball. They're really going to lean on him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of split that is for him.
Yep.
Let's see if he's able to play. You know, PJ Fleck has said that it's not going to be a gadget. It's not going to be a gimmick. He's going to be an actual part of the offense. Does that mean 20 plays? Does that mean 40 plays? Does that mean the majority of, say, let's say they play 70 plays in a game? Is he playing, you know, more than that? I would imagine that he probably gets me. I don't know. Who knows what it's going to be, but I think it'll probably be, you know, probably 15 to 20 plays, I'm guessing, and the majority of still playing on defense, maybe 50 snaps on defense. So we'll see what that chair is going to be. I'm sure they will probably be a little bit more guarded on what they're going to do with him in non-conference play to kind of try to keep some of the things under wraps. There were some trick plays that we've seen in practice. So they're certainly going to be using him on both sides of the ball and on kick and punt returns as well.
Andy Gritter joining us from the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Speaking of college football, Michigan looking at a big fine. They didn't lose scholarships. They weren't banned from the postseason. Andy, your thoughts about what went down at Michigan? We're talking $30 million plus potentially in fines and all this. What's your read on what happened there? And in my opinion, I don't think it went far enough, but what do you got?
Yeah, I think that there was some fallout from it, right? It kind of taints the fact that they won a national championship and what really went into how much of an advantage did they have as they went on and won it all. I think it really kind of mars the accomplishment that they have. You know, the Gophers played them that season and had information that they were stealing plays before it really became public, and the Gophers switched up how they were doing things. They went from signaling in plays to huddling them up and running them in on a play-by-play basis. So there's some animosity over what happened in Dickeytown towards what happened in Ann Arbor. And, you know, that is still continuing to this day. So, yeah, I think it's interesting to see the fact that they didn't go further, because I know there's still some angst over what happened.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and my thought was this. I was in for Henry last night. We didn't have a ton of time before the Twins and Tigers to get into it. But, you know, the money thing, okay, $30 million sounds like a lot, but it takes a handful of boosters to dig into their wallet and, you know, help them out there. I think where you really punish a program is a postseason ban and the removal of scholarships. And we already know how punitive the transfer portal can be. And all of a sudden, now you're really hurting the program and the institution and all of this. And maybe they'll make institutional changes to make sure this never happens again. You know, a money thing, money can be raised and you move on. And I know they said they didn't want to punish the current kids. Well, how many of those kids are going to be around next year or the year after anyway?
I think it's like to your point, you know, I think that there's, you know, some issues with kind of, like you said, just the dollar amount and given the fact that Michigan is one of the best well-heeled programs in the nation. I think, you know, scholarships are kind of a yesteryear thought as well. Do you cut the amount of revenue sharing that goes into it, right? And that way it kind of actually hurts the competitiveness of the program. So, yeah, I think it kind of just kind of ripped the scab off of what was a really bad situation and makes everybody think about, you know, what went into how they won it and how that is for some people going to be forever tainted.
Yeah, and then Jim Harbaugh, he's in the NFL and unscathed, and I think he got one of those penalties where, you know, he wouldn't be able to come back to college coaching, but at this point in his working career, probably wouldn't anyway. Let's segue to the Loons. Loons at home at Allianz on the Midway against Seattle tonight, 7:30. And you look at the Loons, and there's so many other stories on the local sports scene, and we all know how crowded the sports marketplace is, but the Loons have had a good, solid season, and it continues at home tonight.
Yeah, so they have lost two straight for the first time this year. They lost a home game to a Colorado team that they should have beat and didn't, and now they welcome in probably the hottest team in MLS at a time when the summer transfer window is open, and they haven't added a single new player, and that has caused a lot of frustration. Eric Ramsey, I talked to him yesterday, and he said he shares everyone's frustration over the fact that they haven't had any new players. They've sent four players away on either loans or trades, and they're very shorthanded. They're going to have another short bench here today. Like you said, they've had a very strong season, but they're also in a very good spot. So I think people are looking around and saying, well, this is the type of team that you try to add to. You try to add to at the beginning of the window in late July and kind of have reinforcements, have players that can push the level, fill some of the holes that they need, and they haven't so far. So while they've had a good season, there is, you know, some, like I said earlier, some angst about this team as well, that they're not taking full advantage of the opportunity that's in front of them.
Yeah, and Andy, is that purely a budget thing? What's going on? You would think that players available would like to join a club that has been this competitive and is in a good spot heading toward the end of the regular season and the postseason.
Yeah, so I think it's a matter of they've had players that they've bid on in previous transfer windows, and once it's become public, other teams have kind of swooped in and raised the price or kind of they've gone elsewhere. So they've been trying to keep things under wraps. So that's part of it. Another part is they're not a high spending team and they are unwilling to kind of break the bank and spend big transfer fees. So I think that's been limiting for them as well. I think it's been a little bit of a combination. So they've still got a week left to try to add additions here, and there's a lot of people that are looking desperately for them to do so.
All right, so Loons tonight, Seattle, and that'll be a 7:30 start at Allianz Field. Andy, look forward to your coverage, and thanks again for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Andy Gritter of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. And by the way, WNBA action earlier today. This was really a good ball game over at Target Center, and a great crowd on hand. The Lynx won their sixth straight. They extend their lead in the WNBA standings as they beat the New York Liberty, pull away at the end. 86-80 the final today at Target Center. And once again, no fee. And it doesn't matter today. Courtney Williams leads the way with 26 points. The Lynx have four in double figures as they beat the Liberty 86-80 today. And once again, they're the top seed. They've clinched. They're already in. Seven in front of the Atlanta Dream. The Liberty 7.5 back. Phoenix 8.5 back, along with Las Vegas. And then how about upstart Golden State? They are 10 games back and 3 games over 506. But right now, the Lynx, clearly the team to beat. Once again, no MVP in the lineup today. It is 4:32. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.